So good, so good. This is such an important topic, leading up when you're not in charge, because it's something that, in our business is absolutely true with layered leadership. So let's throw it down to Tay and see what notes you wrote down on this conversation of leading when you're not in charge.
Yeah, that was a good one. I got a lot. I like when he first started out and he talked about his leading church pastor and, when he first started to get in the attitude of lead up, and he talked about what his pastor did for him. He said, empower, trust, train, and develop your leaders. And he said that's what his pastor did for him. And I thought that was awesome, because as many times we can look at it from the aspect of us as leaders. You talked about it in the beginning, how Mark is, we're under him, but at the same time, we have people under us. So it's kind of giving us a foundation of what we can do in the position that we're in to, affect the change that's under us before we can try to go above us and affect change. And I love when he said, have the wisdom to invest and the humility to allow. And I think that's where a lot of leaders have struggled, because we all get in this business. We don't get in to become such amazing leaders and lead teams, successful teams, to do something that we didn't have the blueprint to learn how to lead in this type of organization. So it's almost like we're learning on the job. We're figuring out leadership as we go. So I love that he said that the humility to allow people to fail, the humility to allow people to learn how to be a leader. And I think we need that, because the same way that we had to get into business to build, to build the business and figure out leadership along the lines, like our team is doing that exact same thing. So if we don't give them that margin and that room to figure it out, then they will never know it. So we have to have the humility to allow them to go through that season, go through that process the same way we did. And then when he talked about personal power, and I love that. And I think when he talked about it, he said personal power is you are trustworthy. Same thing with this business. You are consistent. You take up, you take initiative, you do the, if you want to do a power hour, you host those power hours, you do things that take everything off the leader's plate. Because I think many times we feel like, especially with, I think Carrie got in the beginning, she feel like she had to do everything. And what that do is it tires you out and it makes you feel like you have to carry the weight of your team. When that's not the case, you have to empower your team. You have to give them that margin. And you have to understand, like, you gain that by showing up each and every day. You gain that by building your business each and every month. And you have to understand, like, change doesn't happen over time. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time. And the only way to get that change to happen, you have to show up each and every day and take those steps and step into that leadership role, understanding that it's going to come with responsibility. And it's also going to come with you investing your time in that. So I love that. I love when he said, people will follow a leader with a heart before they follow someone with a title. And I love that, because me personally, when I was having a job, the person, I'm not gonna say I hate it, the person that I least liked working with was the person who had the title, and they felt like because they had the title, they had the authority to really just be a jerk to you and be a jerk to other employers. And that was the people that we hated working with, we hated being on shift with. And the person that we love was the person that gave us the margin to grow, that gave us the voice to, like, if we saw something was wrong, talk about that thing, but also, like you said, come with a solution. I think we can do this better. And I think when you're that type of leader that leads with the heart and just always open to new ideas, like you said, you bring solution to the table. You see things that the leader don't see, because they're in a position to, like, they don't have to be hands-on. They don't have to be necessarily in doing the things that you're doing on a daily basis. So I love that part. And then the last thing I have to share, I love he just talked about the five things: the honor, the timing, the motive, the initiative, and the truth. Like, those are five foundational things. Like, before you think that you have this amazing idea, I think you have to take all of these things in consideration, and you have to filter everything through these things. And I think if you do that, then you're moving in the right direction. But it's also showing your leader so much amount of respect and understanding the fact, and just reminding you, like, they have been in the exact same position that you're in. They have uplines. Like, they have leaders above them, and they've done the same thing to get to where they are that's going to lead you to do that next thing. So I just love these. And for me, I think it just kind of give us a foundation to, like, really go back and lay a foundation. So before we decide we want to speak out above some things, and before we think that we know everything that the leader doesn't see, many times we have to consider these things And we had to take it and just really apply it in a way that's going to benefit us, the team, and the people overall. So I think this was a good one. It's also good for us to see from the leadership standpoint of us leading down, but also from the standpoint of us realizing what the leadership above us, the weight that they have to carry and the things that they have to deal with on another level. So I think this is good in the fact that it kind of gave us looks from both sides as being the point leader and the person who's leading below that. So this was a good one. And just thank you for sharing this, Joe.
Couldn't change the view, it would just sit there. I was like, okay. So I don't have much left to share. And I still got to get through Chad. All right, Chad, I guess you get to cover the rest of it, and then I'll just make some stuff up. Guys, this is some really, really good stuff, and I can't wait to see what Chad's got written down.
Well, I love this. And, you know, the first thing I want to say is that the one part I really caught was if you have an insecure, stubborn, or overly confident leader, this is challenging. It's much more challenging than if you have a secure leader, because there's the most secure leaders, you can tell they're secure when you see them because they're all about empowering and releasing. They're all about duplication, right? And whatever they do, even if they own a restaurant and you're the owner of the restaurant and you're raising up a manager, you're saying, man, someday you can own your own restaurant. You know, that's your mentality. That's the mentality of a good leader versus I want you to be my manager and stay right there and be in that same spot for eternity because I want to use you and benefit from you. And I love as I've seen in this company over the last 8 years, I love how corporate will use anybody's ideas. I've heard stories. I think like whenever they came out the first time with the codes, you know, where we got discount codes, those came from somebody that was part of corporate. You know, think of like the Host-a-Post. Host-a-Post wasn't a corporate idea. It came from somebody in the field and they watched it and it worked. And the company's always open to things that work. And they're always watching and ready. So you could be brand new in this company, been in the company a month and have a great idea that ends up being adopted by the whole entire company. So it's amazing. And all of us have had people on our teams that have strengths that we don't have and where they're so valuable in different areas. Like some people are just amazing event coordinators. Like they can put on an event and run it smoothly and it's fun for them where it might be stressful for another person. So I love how he went through a lot of this. So the first thing is you don't have to be in charge to lead. And then I just jotted down personal power over positional power. You know, a lot of us come from when I was in the military, it was all about positional power. You don't, if you have a sergeant in charge of you, you don't try and tell that sergeant what to do because you'd be trying to take over his authority. It just wasn't your place. It wasn't, you know, you hear stay in your lane, which is basically a code for shut your mouth and do what you're told. Right. So I think some of us might've come up through that world where it's shut your mouth and do what you're told. But here we're giving you permission. We're asking you to bring your best ideas to the surface and to let your leadership know in the right way, which I'm glad Craig went over the right way. Cause if you do it in the wrong way, you come across as being, you know, we've all had those people, right? That just are what I would call know-it-all. You don't want to come across as a know-it-all. You want to come across as a learn-it-all who has some great ideas and you're humble about your great ideas. And so people will follow a leader with a heart over a title. And I think if we always lead with our heart and we lead with genuine love and genuine concern, never flattery. No leader wants to, you know, when you start having success, I'm sure Joel has people all the time reaching out to him, wanting to get into his inner circle, telling him how good his beard looks, you know, and he's just like, man, you're just saying that because you're trying to get in my inner circle, right? So you always have to bring the value has to be brought first. And I think that's so important. He talked about honor, appropriate timing, you know, the timing has to, and sometimes the timing, it means waiting. right? The timing has to be, it just has to be a waiting thing and approaching it at the right time in the right spirit. I love initiative. Initiative matters. Initiative is what separates the few from the masses. Initiative is coming and saying, hey, I know I've been in this company for 6 months now, and I've seen there's a little bit of a gap here. You know, I think if we talked about our products a little bit more, would it be okay if I did a every Wednesday night, if I brought three people and their product testimonies and we recommended it for the whole team, would that be okay? Every leader is going to be like, sure, that'd be great. That sounds amazing. Let's do that. Let's talk. Let's show more testimonials about the products. And I could get behind that, right? When I was in the military, I remember I'd sit in these meetings and they'd say, we have to get, in the military, you have like your readiness level. So if you have people that are failing a PT test or people that are sick or people that are on a, what you call a profile, you know, that brings your readiness down. When your readiness is down, the leadership comes after you and they're like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? So I said, well, I could get some of these people in shape. I could start an extra PT program. So we called it Ultimate PT. And I took the people who weren't on jump status at the time because they were overweight or they were just hurt or whatever. And I took a group of like 20 of the slowest, weakest, you know, most injured people in our organization. And I poured time and energy into them. I took five of the most fit and we brought the whole 20 up, which brought the whole readiness up. And that's what kind of I was known for in that group. And that was all extra initiative. That was taking that initiative. And we can always do that. If you see a problem, here's the key. If you see a problem, don't just go tell your upline about the problem without having a solution also. If you go to your upline and you say, here's the problem, here's the solution, a secure upline is going to say, why don't you implement that? Why don't you run with that? You identified the problem. You identified the solution. This can be your baby. So why don't you run with that? And that's just a beautiful, beautiful place to be. And that's what we do here. We add value to people. We find issues and problems and we help people solve their health and wellness problems or challenges. I prefer to use the word challenge. Just more makes me more, I like to meet the challenges, you know, or people who have financial challenges and we're able to come in and solve with them their financial challenges. And that's just a win-win-win for everybody. So let me get one more here. You know, and then the truth, you know, and kind of going back to the flattery thing, you know, genuine, like appreciation, you can always tell over time. We all know those people. It's just all about saying what you want to hear because they tell us what we want to hear. And then we go watch them tell someone else what they want to hear and then tell someone else what they want to hear. And then we hear the instead of the reverse gossip that we teach in the company, we hear the gossip and you're like, yeah, you're telling me to my face these things and then to their face these things. And then I hear you do this. It doesn't match up. So what are you doing behind my back? You know, it makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it? So I think we can find ways to encourage people constantly and genuinely because everyone has gifts and everyone has skills. And if we just get really good at that, that will trump flattery every single time. And the more successful you become, the more difficult it will be to find people who will tell you the truth. And that's where courage comes in, man. I'll tell you what, if you come to Tay, Joel, or me with a concern and you're just humble about it and you're honest about it, we're all going to listen. And even if it hurts at the time, we're going to after give us a little bit and we're going to go, man, that is one extremely valuable person that is important to me and important to my life. Because I think, and again, though, you have to have that leader that can handle the truth, right? So I'll leave it with that, Joel. I'm sure you got some great, great things to add because you've been an awesome leader for many, many years. But yeah, I always love Craig Groeschel, and I think he's one of the best leaders out there today of any organization.
Well, Chad, you didn't leave me anything, so I'm here to make some stuff up. So this is called Leadership Makeup. Guys, this was really good. I love the foundational thought process of you don't have to be in charge to lead. You can be a leader from wherever you are because leadership is influence. And if you do the right things, you can gain influence wherever you are. People will follow a leader with heart over one with a title. So make sure that you're leading with your heart. You're doing everything through your heart, and the promotion will come. The leadership ability will develop and people will start to follow you. These five things, you know, were absolutely amazing. You know, first one, I think bar none, was probably one of the most important: showing honor matters. That's one of those things where respect is earned, honor is given. So make sure you're giving honor up and down. You're edifying your team. You're building people up. You're edifying your leadership. I mean, if you're sitting there constantly talking about how bad Joel Dunn is, the people on your team aren't going to care how amazing the things are that Joel Dunn says. People aren't going to care about the amazing things that Chad or Tay says because of the fact that the edification is not there. So why would they even take the time to listen to them? And then what that does for you as a leader is it almost damages your reputation, because they're like, well, they never have anything positive to say about anybody in the company. Maybe I shouldn't listen to anything they have to say. So showing honor matters. Timing matters. Yes, I love exactly what he said, because wives are the complete perfect example of timing. Guys, we're in boxes. We have to get from one box to another box. Wives are spaghetti. They can take on so many things at one time, but you got to make sure that you're right there at the right time to get the right information in. Because guys, we're classic for being in one box and saying something, and it's not in the right spot. So guys are really horrible at timing. Women are like 99% on with timing all the time. So we just got to get better at that, men. Just saying. Number three, motives matter. Guys, we did a whole talk on the leadership motive. And is your motive for you, or is your motive designed to be helping others? Because that's what will get your leadership and your influence growing faster than anything. When it is all about me and not about we, your leadership will shrink. Also, I love, don't point out problems without solutions. That comes down to the, is it for me or is it for we? Because if all you're doing is pointing out problems, that's just you going, me, 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 look at all the things that I've found wrong. But the coming with solutions is about how we can do things better and fix things. You guys hit this one on the head, and I'm going to go ahead and say this is my absolute favorite. Number four, initiative matters. Guys, leaders are waiting for you to take initiative and to step up. Like Chad said, are you coming in and going, huh, I could probably host a Zoom for 10 people. Look at the things that your leader is doing and go, if they're the leader and these are the things that they're doing, maybe I should be doing them for my team. Initiative is, like Chad said, is the separator between the followers and the leaders, because the followers aren't going to take initiative. They're just going to sit back and wait for orders. Leaders are going to take initiative and step up and almost try and replace the leader. That's kind of the goal with leadership, and this layered leadership is the goal is for leaders to come up and lighten the load by doing the same thing and broadening the group of people. So if you're one leader by yourself leading 10 people, and now all of a sudden you're one leader leading 10 leaders, who are leading 10 people, because they've stepped up to do the same things that you're doing, your impact is so much more. So make sure that you're taking the initiative to step into leadership roles by emulating and doing what your leader is doing for you. You're just doing it for others, because I can't get on and do a Zoom for 10,000 people and be as effective as you jumping on a Zoom and reaching 20. Such an amazing concept. And I know Chad and Tay are both amazing at this with their teams as well. If you are willing to do what others won't do, you will gain influence others won't have. That's going to be my post right after this. So make sure and watch out. If everybody would just go on and post this one afterwards, that would be amazing, just so we could get that thought process out there. That is an amazing quote right there. And access equals influence.
Can you say that one more time, Joel? That quote?
Nope. That's mine. I'm posting it. It is, if you're willing to do what others won't do, you will gain influence others won't have. Number five, truth matters. And I'll just sum that one up with the don't be a yes man. There's a time and place to say yes, but there's also a time to say, that doesn't make sense, because truth trumps flattery. Although I like Chad's idea about telling me how amazing my beard is, because that is great. We'll just leave that one there. Of the five things, which of these is the most important to you right now? Take a look at them and say, how can I grow in this specific area? Look at the one that you're strong at and look for ways to grow in it. Then, where in your team can you find opportunities to make things better by using these things to serve them? Once again, leadership comes back to serving those around you. So take these things, lead down, lead up, lead sideways, lead diagonal, get the influence so that you can go out and change people's lives, guys, because that's what we're here to do. Can't wait for you guys to be back here next time. Go out and make it an amazing day. We'll see you again soon.